Dreamscape presents The Daddy Quest by Lori Handeland, narrated by Kristen Price. Chapter 1. She found him in an alley, shivering behind a garbage can like so many other throwaways. But Rain Houston had spent her life with strays and rejects. She knew just what to do. No fast moves, no loud voices. Patience did the trick, and a little bit of food. He was tougher than most. Took a few days to coax him out, but he didn't disappear. When she came by every day after school, he was waiting. She began talking to him, pouring out all the horrors of being 13 and different, of school and boys and of living at the halfway house, and how embarrassing that was. As if I could bring my friends to a place called Mercy House. As if she had any friends beside her mom, Janet, and the parade of women who passed through their lives. Though, to be honest, Rain hadn't been friendly with anyone lately. She snapped at her mom, ignored everyone else, and spent a lot of time alone in her room. She felt weird. Grown up, but still a kid. Confident, yet uncertain. Easily annoyed, and just as easily thrilled. She wasn't sure what was wrong with her. Maybe it was just one of those phases she kept hearing about. Rain had never been interested in the stupid girly nonsense that went on at school. She saw real live nonsense at home and on the streets of Las Vegas every day. Stuff that made the silly dramas of seventh grade seem like a joke. Still, one friend would have been nice. But all the kids thought she was a freak because she didn't dye her hair or pierce her eyebrow or wear clothes that were three sizes too big whenever she wasn't wearing things that were at least a size too small. Rain glanced down at her favorite outfit, bell-bottoms and a flowing floral top she'd discovered in a second-hand shop that specialized in hippie clothes. She'd even found a matching scarf, which she'd tied around her forehead. Sometimes the kids sneered, "Make love, not war," and gave her the peace sign. "I'd rather be taken for an Austin Powers groupie than a hooker any day." The kid was a good listener, his big blue eyes soft and sympathetic. Rain considered how she could lure him home to stay, and how she'd keep him a secret, because at Mercy House, there were no men allowed, only reformed prostitutes, drug addicts, and exotic dancers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?